Last month, a pair of highway crashes led to more discussion about highway safety in the state, especially as it pertains to Interstate 80. Two multi-vehicle pileups led to national attention and prompted a range of questions.
Today in this first segment, we'll be looking at highway safety from a couple of angles. We'll begin with the trucking industry. When you live in Wyoming, you get to know what the back of a truck looks like. Most of the time, you probably only notice them when they're blocking the passing lane on the highway. But in the last few weeks, commercial trucks have been making headlines. They were a factor in two major pileups in southeastern Wyoming that caused scores of injuries and left two people dead. Trucking-related accidents are going up across the country as well. As Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, that sparked a safety debate in the industry.
I met Nathan Brooks at a truck stop just outside of Laramie, Wyoming. He's been hauling freight for 27 years, and he says that these days, trucking's a lot tougher than it used to be.
There's a lot more traffic on the road now. You're more likely to be caught up in some kind of accident, you know?
Truckers only make an average of $37,000 a year, and most of them are paid by how many loads they deliver. That means for these guys, time on the road is money.
How long do you drive at a given day?
You're going to get me in trouble now.
Brooks insists he stays under the legal limit of 11 hours of driving time a day, but answers like his have got Chris Hart worried. He's the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, and he says trucking accidents and deaths have gone up every year since 2009.
That's contrary to the general trend for motor vehicle accidents, which has been down in that same time period.
Those stats are why, in 2013, the feds introduced new rules for commercial trucking that cut down truckers' weekly driving limits from 82 to 70 hours a week and made them take breaks during the night. Hart says NTSB data shows that fatigue causes 13% of trucking accidents and contributes to more than half.
Humans are more likely to experience fatigue in the wee hours of the morning, so we wanted at least two periods between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. where the truck drivers had the opportunity to sleep.
But those rules were suspended last December, thanks largely to this guy.
Government shouldn't be telling people when to sleep. That's just not right.
Chris Spear is with the American Trucking Association, which spent millions to successfully lobby Congress to suspend the new regulations. He says truckers like driving at night because that's when commuters are off the road.
It's just a better time to work. And, you know, a lot of people don't see that because they're home in bed.
The feds won't tackle trucking regulations again until at least October. In the meantime, truckers like Nathan Brooks can hit the road anytime they want to. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.